If you've never heard of East Turkestan, I would not be surprised. It is a massive geographic region, eastern part of what China claims is its territory, but East Turkestan says it is its own independent nation. It goes back into the 1940s and 50s and skirmishes back and forth. My next guest, Salih Hudayr, is the current prime minister of East Turkestan and the government in exile located in Washington. And I wonder how people like the Uyghurs, the Muslim minority there, is being treated through all of this. Salih, Mr. Prime Minister, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. First of all, tell me about your opinion of the Wuhan virus, how it got away, and the fact that we know now that the Chinese Communist government lied to the entire world as late as mid-January, saying it was not contagious among people. The World Health Organization regurgitating those comments as if it were gospel. We now know, obviously, a terrible price is being paid in places like Italy and Spain and the United States. Your thoughts?
So, based on the reporting that I've been reading recently, it appears that the Wuhan virus might have originated in a bio lab in Wuhan, might have been deliberately created by the Chinese government for some purposes. It's clear that it was deliberately, you know, intentionally spread in a way by the Chinese government, because they didn't, you know, they withheld information. They didn't warn the world that, you know, it was contagious. In fact, they did the complete opposite, saying, oh, nothing's happening, it'll be okay. And what's more, you know, ridiculous is I just saw like some video of a Chinese restaurant, of a scene in front of a Chinese restaurant in Shenyang, China, and celebrating the severity of this pandemic in the U.S. and Japan.
Let me ask you this, Salih, because I want to know, China now lifting its crackdown in Wuhan, it's going to be over on April the 8th. I've got the story here that a lot of the checkpoints are gone now. Factories, including two car factories in the city, began production again Monday of this week. The infections there are fairly, they're gone, not under control, they're gone. Which to me would lead me to believe in a pandemic that they've found a cure, or they have eliminated every single person that ever had the virus. What do you make of it? What are your thoughts? Do you think that the communist government has a cure? I mean, they could be lying about the number of people getting the infection, but too many electronics out there, too many ways for it to leak out for the truth to get out. So I'm going to assume that there are a few infections there, but how is that happening?
Well, it might be that they have a cure. That could be a possibility. Or it might be that, you know, they're just relocating other people's, you know, they're relocating Uyghurs from East Turkestan, transferring 2,000 miles to work in these car factories and these electronic factories and these shoe factories, which, you know, produce products for the globe to consume.
Yeah, products for the world. And the Uyghurs, for those of you that may not know, are a Muslim minority. Many are treated as slave labor. Many are treated as organ farms because they're forced organ donors to other people in China's society, which is appalling to say the least. But these are documented cases of them being, you know, farmed for kidneys and livers and other things that other Chinese might need, and forced into slave labor. So you think that's a possibility, that the Uyghurs are being trucked in and forced to work in these factories?
Oh, no, it's more than a possibility. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute revealed a couple of weeks ago that that over 80,000 Uyghurs had been transferred into Chinese factories. 83 well-known foreign and Chinese brands, including, you know, Apple, Nike, BMW, Volkswagen, were implicated for profiting off of Uyghur forced labor.
Yeah, and so you've got the Uyghurs who have been a a resource for the Chinese, an unthinkable resource for everything that they want or need, under Chinese control that they do not want and do not need. And there's also the re-education camps and so forth. I mean, you have concentration camps functioning in China right now. Some say more than 1 million Uyghurs inside of those camps. What are your estimates? What are your numbers?
So the DOD back in May 2019 has stated at least 1 million, but more likely 3 million when you include the other ethnic groups as well, like the Kazakhs, other Turkic peoples. And if you also include the number of people that have been sent into the labor camps and the prisons, which no one's really talking about, it could be well up to, you know, over 3 million, maybe 4 or 5 million.
All right, so here we are on the stage watching this pandemic worldwide. We've got Salih Hudayr, a refugee from East Turkestan in China. He is the prime minister in exile for the Uyghurs in Washington. What about this pandemic getting loose in that population? I mean, my guess is the Chinese have an effective way to stopping a pandemic. That is to kill the host, which kills the virus. I mean, if the virus doesn't have a place to live because the host has been terminated, that will stop the spread. But what if this got into the Uyghur population? Because the Uyghur population is not getting the benefit of medical coverage and food and education the way other Chinese do. What would be the impact?
It would be disastrous. What we do know is that immediately after the Wuhan virus erupted, they began quarantining, transferring, you know, these affected Chinese people to East Turkestan, to areas where there are these concentration camps. And what we fear is that if they let them into these, you know, quarantined them in these concentration camps, that might have spread it to other people. And because of, you know, the lack of media coverage, the lack of transparency, and literally no access to information in East Turkestan, it's hard to, you know, assess what's really going on there.
Sure. Well, Salih, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to keep you on speed dial here because you have connections to China. We'd like to know any information you can get out of the country and that it can help us and find out if the Uyghurs are being dragged into these factories to produce goods for the rest of the Western world. But I can tell you this, going forward, made in China is going to be something that most of us look for and set back down. Many of us will pick up and set back down. Salih Hudayr, I greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. There you have it. By the way, I would like you to take a moment and support this program. I want you to go to paychecktalk.com. Paychecktalk.com. Market's way up, market's way down. It's whiplash. If you go to paychecktalk.com and sign up for the newsletter, it's free. Free. And you support this program, which we greatly appreciate. You help us out. Everybody gets to keep everything moving forward. And you get great information on how to protect your bottom line. Paychecktalk.com. By the way, if you do it right now, they'll send you a free shirt. So I'll give you the shirt off my back, a free newsletter. It's all free. Nothing to spend. You're closed in that place you're in right now. You're kind of waiting for the virus to pass. Something new to read. PaycheckTalk.com. Go ahead. Do that right now. 41 after. It's the No Panic Zone. The Steve Gribbers Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
When you're young, losing money on Wall Street is a relatively minor setback because you still have plenty of time to recover. But when you get to be our age, it's a different story. We don't have the luxury of time, and a bear market now can do some real damage to your hopes for a comfortable retirement. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas understand that. And that's why they like to design a portfolio that provides you with income, no matter what the market is doing.
without sacrificing potential for growth. Don't let Wall Street dictate how you live your retirement. Talk to Bruce and Michael today about how to protect what you've worked so hard to build. Call 517-323-7526 and schedule a portfolio review today. That's 517-323-7526 or get online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.